Sparkle Stories, and By Thistle, By Thimble. Denny and the Could-Be. Once upon a time, in a town outside of a big city, there was a little girl named Denise Taylor. Denise, or Denny, as her parents called her, lived in a small house at the edge of town, next to the post office and across the street from the neighborhood bakery that served bagels and tea in the morning. Denny grew up in the small house, and she knew her room and her yard very well. She knew where all the crocuses popped up every spring, and the spot in her room where the ladybugs liked to hide in the autumn. She knew where the neighbor's dog often tried to dig under the wood fence, and she knew the small, button-sized hole in the corner of the dining room floor that glowed when the basement light was turned on. Knowing so much about her room and her house and her yard made Denny feel safe, and safety was important to her. This was also the case at school. In the past, Denny had attended a very small preschool where she had two teachers and only 10 other children in the class. She knew those 10 children very well, and two of her best friends were in the class, Rachel and Kalina. She and her friends sang songs, played games, ate snack, and had rest time all together, and Denny loved every day. Now, this was a big year for Denny because this was her first year of kindergarten in the new school with new teachers and a new class. Everything was new for her, which would have been plenty for Denny to manage, but added on top of it was some concerning things her cousin Lucas told her. Lucas was in the third grade, and though he hadn't gone to this school, he said that he had friends who went. "Be careful, there's bullies there," he told her. "Mean kids that call you names and some even take your lunch." He also told her, "And there's these big old bells on the walls, and some ring so loud they can take your hearing away." Well, she had never heard of bullies before, or of bells so loud that they could take your hearing away. And now that she did, she was nervous. She was nervous about going to kindergarten. In fact, she no longer wanted to go at all. So, on the first day of school, Denny did not feel safe when she saw all the children walking in with their backpacks and their lunchboxes. She did not feel safe when she heard the faint sound of a bell ring inside, and she did not feel safe when it was time to say goodbye to her mother and enter the kindergarten classroom. But then she met Mr. James, one of her new teachers. Mr. James was shorter than her father, and he had dark hair and a short, scruffy beard. Mr. James wore jeans and a work shirt with the sleeves rolled up. She noticed that he had big, strong hands that looked like he did a lot of work. And the first thing Mr. James asked her was, "Do you like to cook? Because I need some help in the kitchen with these muffins." And then he smiled. It was a very warm, very sparkly sort of smile, and it immediately made Denny relax. She said goodbye to her mother and then followed Mr. James into the classroom. They worked together, and while she stirred the muffin batter, she happened to notice a metal bell above the hallway door. She remembered what her cousin Lucas said and immediately dropped the spatula and covered her ears. Mr. James looked over, and then he saw that she was looking at the bell. "Are you worried about the sound?" he asked.
"I heard a bell ring when I was outside," she said, looking at the bell. "Is it going to ring again?"
"That bell lets us know when it's time to end class and to start something new," he answered. "But it isn't going to ring for a bit. Does the sound of the bell bother you?" She looked at the bell again and then said,
"Not most bells, but my cousin told me that the bells here are so loud that they can take your hearing away."
"Hmm," said Mr. James. "Does your cousin go to school here?" She shook her head no.
"He heard about the bells from his friends."
"Ah. Well, you know what I think?" asked Mr. James. "I think that you and your cousin might have gotten stung by a could-be."
Denny frowned and took her hands from her ears and asked,
"A could-be? What's that?"
"Oh, the could-bees are sneaky. Yes, they are. Those could-bees whisper in your ear, could-be, 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 and my, they sure can make a person nervous. Now, I got stung by a could-be once that lasted a long time. I got this idea that I should never touch my basement floor with my bare feet. I thought the floor could be dangerous, like hot lava, or my feet could stick to it forever, or something like that." This idea made Denny smile. She wondered why he would ever think a basement floor was hot lava. "I know, it was a silly idea," he said, "but the could-bees whispered so loudly, could be, could be, could be, that I'd throw frisbees or couch cushions on the floor and hop from one to the next." Denny smiled again, imagining a young Mr. James hopping around on couch cushions.
"Did you ever touch the floor again?" she asked.
"I did. And do you know what happened?" "Nothing. The floor was fine. It turns out that I was the only one that needed anything. The could-be was so loud that I couldn't see what was, well, true. The floor was a floor. It wasn't hot, and it wasn't sticky."
Mr. James paused for a moment, and then he smiled and continued.
"Well, I was very lucky because my mother knew all about those could-bees, and, well, she helped me. She had this."
Then Mr. James took out a tiny little blue bottle with a tiny little spritzer top.
"This is could-bee spray. It keeps the could-bees away."
And then he spritzed a little in the air. Denny immediately smelled a mixture of delicious smells, soothing lavender and a spicy eucalyptus and others that smelled like herbs her mother used for cooking. She smiled at the smell, and she felt relaxed.
"Mmm," she said.
"I like this smell, too. But do you know who doesn't like this smell? Could-bees. They hate it. And when you have this smell around you, they go running in the other direction."
Mr. James spritzed the air again, and they both closed their eyes and sniffed.
"Mmm," they both said. "Feeling a little better about that bell?"
he asked as he pulled a batch of muffins out of the oven. When she nodded, he added,
"Well, that's good, because it's about to ring."
And right as the bell rang, Mr. James spritzed over her head one more time, and Denny was a little surprised by the sound, but she didn't think it was very loud. It didn't actually bother her at all. The could-be was gone.
For the rest of the morning, Denny felt much safer and grateful for Mr. James and his could-be spritzer. It really seemed to work. That is, until lunchtime. When she went into the cafeteria, she remembered what her cousin Lucas had said about bullies and how they might take her lunch. She nervously scanned the cafeteria, looking for children that looked kind of mean. She spotted a boy in her class named Thompson that always seemed to have a frowny sort of face. She studied him and saw that he was sitting alone. He looked particularly frowny, and she thought if anyone was a bully, he was. She sat far away from him, and every now and then she peeked over. Big frown. He looked mad. Definitely a bully, she thought. She was nervous about Thompson for all of lunch and recess as well, and as soon as she saw Mr. James again, she walked quickly up to him and said,
"I think there might be a bully in the class."
"A bully?" asked Mr. James, raising his eyebrows. "Tell me about bullies, Denny, so I know what you mean."
"Well, my cousin said that there were bullies here that tease you and call you names and might even take your lunch."
"Ah, is this the cousin who didn't go to school here?" said Mr. James with a smile. "And have you found any of these bullies yet?" Denny tilted her head and then looked down.
"I don't know. I think Thompson might be."
"Thompson Barlow?" he asked with some surprise. The two of them looked over at Thompson, who was turning the page of a picture book. He was frowning. "Why do you think Thompson?"
"Well," said Denny, "he looks kind of mad."
"But did Thompson tease you or call you a name or take your lunch?" Denny looked at Thompson and then at Mr. James. She shook her head. "No." "Denny," he said as he put his hands on his hips, "I think you got stung by two could-bees this time. One that told you there were bullies here, and another that said Thompson might be one of them. And we know they were could-bees because so far you haven't found any. And the could-bee keeps telling you, 'Could be one, could be one. What about that frowny-looking Thompson? He could be one.'" Mr. James laughed, and Denny joined him. It sounded exactly like the thoughts that she was having. "Well, Denny, even though you got stung, you know that if someone really does tease you or call you names or touches you in any way you do not like, you need to come to me, right?" he said with a very serious face. "You need to come to me or another grown-up because it is our job to keep you safe. It is our job to keep all the children safe. It is the most important job that grown-ups have." Denny looked into his eyes and could see that he was very serious. She nodded slowly, and then he smiled again. "Well, I don't think this could-bee actually needs a spray. All we need to do is this." Mr. James then turned to the boy and called, "Hey, Thompson, can you come here for a moment? I want you to meet Denny." Denny saw Thompson's face suddenly transform into a bright smile as he approached, and she could see for the first time that he had freckles and that his hair was almost the same color as hers. She smiled back at him and wondered if the two of them might be friends. Well, over the next few weeks, Mr. James helped Denny send could-bees away. Sometimes they used the could-bee spray, and other times they didn't need it. When she heard about something called cooties, that you could apparently catch like a cold, and they could make your tongue turn green, she went straight away to the mirror in the kindergarten kitchen, and she checked her tongue. She continued to check her tongue through the course of the day, and Mr. James walked over and asked her what was wrong.
"There are cooties," she said with concern.
"Cooties?" asked Mr. James. "Tell me what you know about cooties."
"Well,"
she said, looking quickly over toward the girl named Jenny, who told her all about the cooties,
"you can catch them from holding hands or saying someone's name, and it can make your tongue turn green."
"Hmm," said Mr. James with a deep breath in. "And have you seen anyone's tongue turn green, Denny?" Denny smiled and shook her head. She knew what Mr. James was going to say. "Well, that's because in my many years of teaching, I've never actually seen a case of cooties. But I've heard lots of could-bees whispering about cooties. He could have cooties, she could have cooties, my tongue could turn green, my nose could turn yellow with pink polka dots." This made Denny laugh. "But what we know is true, is that even though you hold your friend's hands and you say their names, your tongue and your nose are fine, right?" Denny nodded her head. "So do you think we will need the spray?" he asked as he reached into his pocket.
She said as she considered this. "I think the could-be is gone, but I still like the smell."
"Me too," he said. "You can do it this time." Denny happily took the bottle and pushed on the top. And then she smiled at the smell. It was relaxing, but it also made her feel kind of strong. And then, one afternoon, Mr. James told her, "You know, the other day I visited a friend of mine who had to go to the hospital. He's all better now, but for a while there, he had lots of people around him saying, 'Could be, could be, could be, could be.' And you know what I felt like doing? I wanted to take out my bottle and spritz them all. But instead, I listened to them for a while. And then I asked them to tell me what they knew was true. Well, it worked as well as the spray. Those could-bees disappeared, and everyone felt a lot better." Then he took the could-bee spray bottle out of his pocket and put it on a low shelf where there were some wooden toys and bowls of special beads. "So I think I'll just keep this bottle right here. I don't think I'm going to need the spray as much as I thought. And now, you know where it is if you need a little spray from time to time."
"Thank you,"
she said as she touched the bottle. Mr. James smiled again and then went to the kitchen to help another kindergartner clean her hands. And later that day, when Denny overheard her friend Jenny telling her other friend Will,
"Monica could have cooties. Her eyes could turn orange."
She noticed the look of worry on Will's face as he said,
"Really?"
As Jenny was nodding her head yes, Denny stepped closer and said,
"I never saw cooties, or green tongues, or orange eyes, or yellow noses with pink polka dots, and neither has Mr. James. I think cooties is a could-be."
And then she looked over at the could-be spray bottle sitting on the shelf, and she considered going over and getting it. Before she did, however, Jenny asked,
"What is a could-be?"
Denny looked back at the bottle again, but stood still. And then she said,
"I used to think that that bell over there could take your hearing away."
She told them all about the could-bees and the could-be spray, and she noticed that both Jenny and Will were not only interested, they looked kind of relieved.
"If a could-be starts to whisper to me," said Will when she was finished, "could you use your spray on me? Yeah, for me too? Asked Jenny.
Denny nodded and smiled. She felt good. She felt happy. And with all the could-bes gone, she no longer felt worried at all.
This has been an original story by Sparkle Stories of sparklestories.com. Copyright 2014. We hope you enjoyed it.